we are on the 28th day of November. So if my math is right, and there's 24 shopping days in December before we get to Christmas, plus two, we're 26 shopping days until Christmas. Somebody listening may win the $500 million Powerball tonight. But if you're like most of us, you're playing Powerball, you're not going to win anything, you still got to figure out how to stretch your money, how to make your money go longer. And come on, let's be real. African Americans, people of color, we have learned over the years how to stretch our money. Donald Trump may not know how to stretch his. Mitt Romney may not know how to stretch his. But Mama and them know how to stretch their money. And the Indianapolis Star, as they're trying to, you know, put in more features, particularly on the website, IndyStar.com, to get people to go more to the website, they decided to go get somebody to help you shop smart and save money. Her name is Whitney Smith. And she wants to help you save money. She says, leave it to her to find you deals from Greenwood to Zionsville and everywhere in between. She is called Indy's Frugal on IndyStar.com. She is an attractive African-American journalist and a frugal. Whitney Smith, she's going to tell us and tell you at 239-1310, 239-1310, how to save money, how to shop smart. And the women who are already listening, y'all already know how to – it's us men. It's us guys that don't know how to shop smart. Whitney Smith, frugal, welcome. Welcome to Indianapolis.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
How are you? So I understand you're a native Hoosier kind of sort.
Yes, I'm from Gary, Indiana.
You from Gary?
Yes, I am.
My goodness gracious. So what was the journey from Gary, Indiana to now being at the Indianapolis Star and the frugal?
Well, I went to college, and I'm a graduate of Alabama State University in Montgomery.
HBCU!
Oh, yes, definitely. Right. And from there, I went to work in Marion, Indiana, which is about an hour away from here. It's in between Indianapolis and Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. Worked at a newspaper there. Okay. Did some things in between. Worked at Ball State. Worked for the city of Marion. And now here I am at the Indianapolis Star.
So what's your mission? What's your beat? What's the job you got?
Well, I cover deals. You know, I'm all about, you know, shopping but saving money. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell people that, you know, you don't have to ever pay full price for anything. So that's my mission, is to help people shop smarter and save money.
How does somebody do that? How do they know when it's a real deal and not a scam?
Well, you know it's a real deal depending on, you know, where you're going, mm-hmm. What websites you're looking at. You just have to do the research, and you have to be knowledgeable about the things that you're looking for. And, you know, never make a big purchase, a big ticket item purchase, without doing some research first. So, you know, all the people that were out Black Friday shopping, you know, before you get that, you know, $200 or $100 TV, you know, make sure you put in some effort and do some research first to make sure it's worth your $100. Just because it's $100 and that is, you know, a good deal for a TV, you want to make sure it's what you want and it's going to perform as well, you know, as you're getting anything else. So
in terms of that, is it, you know, because sometimes people get caught up in, it looks good, the price looks good, if I don't get it right this second, the person down the hallway in the store is going to get it. I got to get it now instead of trying to negotiate with the store. Tell me if you have run out of it, store X, tell me some other store in the chain that has it, and can they send it to me?
They probably could. And that's the thing, you know, shopping and looking for frugal bargains is all about having patience, too. Right. You know, if it's something that you don't need, absolutely need right then and there, I'm pretty sure that you can wait around a little bit and it'll probably be on discounts because, you know, stores want to move merchandise. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have it sitting there. So they want you to take it and they want to get rid of it. So sometimes, you know, you may find a shirt at Penny's that is 97 cent mm-hmm. that's just been sitting there. And so then also you need to talk to the store clerks. You need to tell them, hey, you know, I'm really interested in this. It's really not, you know, the price that I want, is it going to go down any lower, or, you know, how can I get this a little bit cheaper? So, you know, store clerks, employees are your friends. Be nice to them right. because they can give you the insight that you need on that product that you're looking for.
Do consumers that understand how to use technology, in other words, consumers that have the
the Windows phone or the Android phone or the iPhone, the fancy smartphones, or who have the I pay $5 every 2 weeks to keep them from turning off this $29 phone that I got from Meijer. But those phones also have internet capability. Are people who are savvy with technology, are they learning to use that technology as they shop?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are tons of shopping apps out there. If you go to your Apple store, your Android store, there are tons of apps that are out there. I use apps all the time. Retail Me Not is a good app. I use an app called Geo Coupons that I've been able to get like free business cards from Staples from. So, right. I mean, there's all kind of technology out there to help you, even when you're grocery shopping, to go out there and make sure that this deal is the best deal that I can find at this particular store.
239-1310, 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. You may be sitting here now. I think most of our listeners are in the 99% and the 47%. I don't think Mitt and them will listen to this show. So if you, are sitting here, trying to figure out how to stretch your dollar, how to stretch your budget, how to be able to buy those Christmas gifts for everybody on your list, and you don't have Oprah money, Sister Girl here can help you. You may have a question about how to save, discount, best places to go, how to do that. Let's test her knowledge. Let's see how smart Sister Girl is. 239-1310, 239-1310, or send me an email at praiseindy.com, or send me a text message at 85620, keyword Amos, 85620, keyword Amos. There's always the perception, it doesn't matter what city you're in, whether you're in Gary or Indianapolis or New York or whatever, that you have to go outside of the city. You've got to go to the suburbs to find the best deals, or the prices are lower out in the suburbs than they are in the hood. What's the reality of that today?
Oh, gosh. Everybody has a sale. So you can find something everywhere from your local, community grocery store to your bigger chains like Walmart, Meijer, and those type of things. So, everybody, it's about moving product. And, right. Companies know that they can't just have their things sitting on the shelves forever. So they have to do something.
They got to move this stuff.
Yeah, they have to move the stuff, and they need to get it out there as soon as possible. So, at some point, stuff is going to be on sale. And again, it's about talking to, especially if you have a local grocery store that's family owned or, something like that, you can definitely talk to them and ask about, pricing and things like that. A lot of local businesses are willing to work with people, probably maybe sometimes a little bit better than your chain stores, because they are under the demands of a corporate head versus, someone who's here and can make decisions right away.
As you go out, and obviously the big companies are sending you press releases and emails and tips, how does the small business interact with the frugal? How do you know whether there might be deals in a small, locally owned neighborhood store and not necessarily at a chain store?
Well, I've been going out and talking to small businesses myself. As I got here, I just wanted to introduce myself and tell them, what I was doing, drop a business card off and say, hey, anytime you have any type of sale deal, let me know. So I spent some time in Broad Ripple just talking to boutiques, because I know a lot of women, we love to look, fashionable, love to look good. So, talking to them about what kind of things they have, and they have been very open and willing to send me stuff. I'm on, them with Twitter and tweeting back and forth. Hey, I got this sale going on or that sale. So I'm all about, small businesses, because I definitely want to give them some shine as well.
So if they're small businesses listening, how do they get you information?
Oh, well, I am on Twitter at Indy's Frugal. I'm also on Facebook. They can find me on the Indy Star site, IndyStar.com. I'm pretty much anywhere you see, my face, it will be on the IndianapolisStar.com. So,
are there a lot of bargains spread out geographically? Because I think people tend to shop where they feel comfortable. And there's the old rule of thumb that we don't want to go south, to buy unless it's at the Greenwood. So is everything all mall? Is you found mall dominated, or are there bargains and opportunities and maybe some diamonds in the rough in terms of stores out in neighborhoods, out in even some of these small towns?
Yeah, definitely. I in addition to going to Broadway Bowl, I spent some time in Fountain Square mm-hmm. and went to a couple of boutiques and found a lot of unique things, because I know a lot of times women, we love to find something that's unique. And that's the good thing about these boutiques and smaller stores is that, you know, if you're concerned about somebody looking like you or having the same thing you have, they're not, you know, it's kind of hard to do that when you go to these smaller stores. So, yeah, there's deals to be
found. You gone to some areas that aren't diverse and they kind of look at you, what's this black girl doing walking around our store? Have you gotten any of that?
I have not gotten any of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't paid attention to it.
Okay.
But no, as far as I know, you know, the thing about it is I am a Hoosier. Mm-hmm. And so there is Hoosier hospitality. Mm-hmm. I do believe that.
Okay.
So.
What are the trends as we go into this holiday season? What are the trends?
The trends everybody's looking for, you know, the iPads, electronics, the TVs, you know.
Their prices ain't going down. maybe the day before Christmas.
They go down just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and then the toys, you know, parents are definitely looking
for
toys.
What's the hot toy this year?
Gosh,
or
you know
is
what?
There? Or is there one?
There are. When I was Black Friday shopping, I saw a lot of people. There was this dog, like I think it was called a cookie doll or something. A lot of people had it. And
another one of them talking, walking dogs.
Yeah, but people seemed to like it.
Okay.
And I think that was like a $60 toy, and I think they had it on sale for like $20 or something like that.
Were so, the crowd, were when you went out Black Friday, were the crowds ruly, unruly?
Oh, no, it was ruly. It was very ruly. I didn't see anybody.
You didn't see none of that craziness.
No, like the stuff that you saw on TV, no. Mm-hmm. Here, it was very controlled. Pretty much everybody got what they wanted and got in line. So it was just a lot of people standing in line waiting to check out.
As people are out buying, how do you keep from overbuying? How do you keep from splurging so much that when the bill comes in January, you're trying to figure out, my Lord, how am I going to pay for all this stuff?
You have to know your limits. Mm-hmm. You definitely have to know your limits, and you need to set a budget. And that's part of, you know, what I do is hoping to tell people that, you know your needs versus your wants. Mm. And you need to go in with a set particular something in mind. And if you have, you know, time or, you know, have a little money to play around with, then if, you know, $15 or on something that you necessarily don't need as a splurge, that's fine. But know that at the end of the day, you have bills to pay. Mm-hmm. And so let's not, you know, be broke, but still be fashionable.
239-1310, 239-1310 with Whitney Smith of Frugal. What, one of the things that we talked about a little bit of this technology, all these tablets,
mm-hmm.
It's like everybody's got a tablet. To me, it looks like one of those big oversized iPads, but it's like every bookstore has got one. These people, is that the most confusing item this year? These tablet things where you can read a book electronically?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what you want. I actually, you know, I have a Kindle, but
that's a brand of a tablet.
Yeah, it's a brand of a tablet. It's the one that you can, you know, it is a tablet. This particular version, I have the Kindle Fire, mm-hmm. and I can read books on it. But because I am a book lover, I don't use it as much mm-hmm. because I actually like the feel of a book.
Right.
But people who are into technology, the iPad is great for them. The Kindles, the Nooks, you know, whatever that particular tablet is great for them because it is wonderful if you're a traveler or you just don't want to carry a whole bunch of stuff or you don't like the phones are, the screens are small, you know, so you get something that's a little bit bigger that you could look at so you can go through your apps while you're shopping or doing whatever type of things that you can do on the tablet.
So now Monday was this Cyber Monday.
Yes.
And everybody was supposed to go online because all these websites had all these super deals.
Right.
So before I went over to the Oprah thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, my better half decided she wanted to buy. I don't think she even knew it was Cyber Monday. And she goes on this website, and she was buying some clothes for some toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's on this website, and she kept calling me in because the website kept having bugs in it, like it was sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
And is part of the problem with this Cyber Monday that some of these companies don't anticipate how many people are actually going to go on and try to buy online from these sites. And so you get a negative experience because the site is slow and it keeps knocking you out and those kind of things. So how much do companies have to do in beefing up their websites to make sure if you're inviting people to buy from you, you better have it together.
Right. Well, definitely. I mean, you know, I would hope that if you're having a Cyber Monday sale that you have all the technology down packed to so people can have a friendly experience on your site. But sometimes that happens when a lot of people are trying to buy. Mm-hmm. The sites just slow down, and it's really nothing that the company has done or, right. you know, did wrong. It's just because a lot of traffic is going to that site. So sometimes they do slow down. But, you know, one of the things I found out this year what I thought was so interesting is that Cyber Monday is not really Cyber Monday. A lot of people extended their Cyber Monday deals to Tuesday, and even Walmart is doing a Cyber Week. I believe Amazon is still in their Cyber phase. So, you know, the deals just keep coming. Mm. They keep coming.
Scott, we got to move these kits.
They keep coming, and just like Black Friday, you know, started on Thursday, so.
239-1310, 239-1310's afternoon's names. Let me go to the phones, and Tangi, hi there.
Hey, Whitney.
Hi.
Hey, sis. Hey. It's so good to hear you on the radio. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank
you. I do have a question about, like, clothes shopping. Is it best to go clothes shopping, like, after the holidays? Will you get the best deals then?
Yes. I would say wait till after the holidays, especially if it's for yourself or if you're getting it for somebody who, you know, you don't need a Christmas gift for immediately. I would say wait till after the holidays because that's when you usually get the best deals anyway because they're marking that stuff down. They don't want to see Christmas stuff because they're probably moving on to
spring.
Yeah, spring. You know, they got all this stuff, the new merchandise is coming in. So they don't want that stuff in there. So, yeah, I would go after the holidays.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Whitney.
Bye.
239-1310. 239-1310 with Whitney Smith. She's the Frugal with the Indianapolis Star. Is this, do you get a lot of hits? Is this a hot thing on the Star's website? Is this, are you hotter than the sports guy? What's his name? Kravitz, or whatever his name
Kravitz,
is?
Kravitz, no, not yet, but I'm hoping.
You're trying to knock him off.
I'm trying to get there.
What has surprised you about retailers, stores here in Indianapolis?
What a surprise.
I guess the reason I say that is people that live here would perceive, well, Chicago and New York and Los Angeles and Rodeo Drive, they've got everything. We got to go there to get it because it isn't here.
I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look at people, you know, if we're talking clothes, that Indianapolis is very fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it all depends on what you like and what you're going for. So I would say that, you know, the Macy's here, maybe they don't have particular lines or something like that, but it's still Macy's.
Right.
And I think you can find that stuff here. You know, when you go traveling to New York or Los Angeles, things like that, you definitely probably want to go to the local businesses and boutiques or, you know, maybe different grocery stores that we may not have here if you're looking for something outside of what you can get in your own
city. Let me follow up on that. Do listeners realize that if you go to a chain store, whether it's a Walmart or a Meijer or a Macy's or what have you, and they don't have in the store what you're looking for, you can ask, would y'all call it up and see where it is?
Yeah, I hope so, because I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, like being from Gary, we're pretty close to Chicago, so there's a store there. Let's say Carson's, for instance. Right. If Carson's in our particular area does not have it, I can say, well, can you call the Carson's over in Chicago in River Oaks?
Mm-hmm.
And I can drive over there and pick it up, you know, or have them send it to my home. So, yeah, I would definitely say just because they don't have it in that store does not mean that you still can't get that item.
Mm-hmm. What about when you're ordering online, figuring out how to get the shipping charges down to the lowest, but, you know, get the what you're ordering there before July?
Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely need to make sure and see if they have any free shipping offers.
Mm-hmm.
Free Shipping Org is a good website to go to. They always have codes and things like that for shipping offers you may not see on the website or sign up. One of the biggest things I tell people is if it's a store, if it's a restaurant, anything that you just absolutely love, you frequent, or you even if you don't frequent it, sign up to their emails because they always send stuff. I mean, my inbox is full all day, every day with stuff that I've signed up to with offers and coupons or, you know, try this product or that. So definitely sign up to the website.
Now, you took a road trip down to Kentucky.
Yes, I did.
They ain't got nothing in Kentucky. What do you got? What do you got in Kentucky?
There's a lot of things to be found in Kentucky.
What, like what?
Well, I went to 6pm.com.
Now, what is that?
Which is a retail store that is owned by Zappos. And okay. Zappos, a lot of people are familiar with Zappos because they are the probably one of the largest shoe retailers online. And you can buy shoes, you can buy clothes, you can buy pretty much everything on Zappos. But a lot of people go in there for shoes. And so I went down there to see if it was as wonderful as some people have told me it was. Mm-hmm. And it was okay.
Okay.
You know, when I walked in, it kind of reminded me of a DSW, but more options. Right. So there were lots of shoes. And they had a couple of home items and clothing and jewelry, you know, things like that. But the shoes were the biggest thing.
239-1310, 239-1310's afternoon's name is. You may have questions about shopping. You may have questions about buying what you need to do in the holiday season. Or if you're shopping now and trying to figure out whether you should shop online, how do you do that? What happens if you got a return? How difficult is it trying to return this stuff? I mean, with a regular store, you just hopefully find the receipt, you put it in the bag of the box, you take it in the store. But if you order something online, then how do you return this stuff?
Because
I want to buy it right. See, I'm the type of person who wants to buy it right the first time. I ain't mm-hmm. returning nothing.
I can understand that.
But other folk I know, they'll just buy it on a whim, and then I'm stuck carrying the boxes back to the... How important is that to know... return policies and because every store's policy is different, it seems like now.
As a matter of fact, I went to a store that I don't usually shop at often, so when I'm up there before I make my purchase, I always ask, you know, what is your return policy? Because mm-hmm. you will go to some stores that say if you don't have a receipt or if it's 5 days, you know, there's all these different types of policies, like you said. So you need to make sure you know that before you spend that money, because if you haven't tried it on or mm-hmm. you don't like it, you need to make sure that it can go back to where it came from. So it's definitely important to ask what is the return policy. And it's not hard to return. I think a lot of people get afraid to return stuff, but you spent your money on it. Mm-hmm. And regardless if it's, you know, $5 or $500, if I don't like it, it goes back. And so, you know, don't be afraid. A lot of people have, you know, pretty good return policies in that sometimes you don't need a receipt. And now a lot of places are doing where you can have your receipt emailed to you. I know I just went shopping at Old Navy, and they emailed me my
receipt. Old Navy will email a receipt.
Yeah.
Well, that's because ain't nobody going to Old Navy. They're desperate.
That's not true.
That's not true?
No, it's not.
Don't believe what the New York Times tells me. I should believe what you tell me, okay?
Old Navy is still wonderful.
They're still wonderful.
Yes.
But they just seem to be struggling.
What, isn't everyone?
Yep. 239-1310, 239-1310's afternoons. We'll take a break. We're with the Frugal, Sister Whitney Smith of the Indianapolis Star. Gary native, proud graduate. Was it Alabama?
Alabama State.
See, now maybe that's who should come for the classic.
I think so.
You think Alabama State?
Oh, yeah.
There would be more people than we had this year. Okay. All right. So if y'all listen over to Classic Office, you know, go get Alabama State. The Frugal will probably get you a deal, get you a good deal for the Alabama State to come here. 239-1310, 239-1310's afternoon's name is more after these. All right, welcome back. 239-1310, 239-1310's afternoon's name is. We're with Whitney Smith of the Indianapolis Star. She's the Frugal. And part of the Star, particularly the Star's website, IndyStar.com, giving you all kinds of information, consumers, tips, and all that kind of stuff. So now here we go. We're going into next year. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we won't fall off the fiscal cliff. People's taxes won't get raised unless they're Warren Buffett. And so maybe we'll kind of wind out of this. When you're looking at shopping trends going into next year, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing that people are spending money. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think, especially looking at Black Friday, people are...
out there.
Yeah, they're out there. They're definitely spending money.
Is it fair
money.
To call it now Black Friday or Black Thursday?
I call it Gray Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Gray Thursday.
It's right in between, you know. So, and which is really interesting because all the research that I did and I saw was saying that this is what the consumers wanted. Mm-hmm. So...
to be out on Thanksgiving.
They wanted to be out on Thanksgiving. They wanted to get out there... quote unquote, earlier, you mm-hmm. know, so they can go home and then go to sleep. They don't have to do the 5 a.m., things like that. So obviously, some dollars are being spent somewhere.
239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. Is one of the let me go to the lines and help if I looked at the screen. And Felicia, hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know about online shopping, some of the shopping offers free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
How is a company able to afford to ship free? Or is that cost hidden in the items that you purchase?
You know, I've never seen that. I don't know that it's hidden in the stuff that you purchase. I think it's just sometimes some things they extend as a courtesy to do. Because when I see it, that if something that's $29.99, you know, you pay your tax and then that's it. Now, I've not seen any hidden fees. That doesn't mean they don't exist.
Or if the item is $29.99, would it have been $26.99 or $24.99? And the reason it's $2, $3, or $4 higher is they're building the shipping costs into the price of the item, which still looks low. Because the consumer thinking, oh, I'm still getting a deal, but are you really getting a deal, or did they jack up the price to cover the free shipping?
Right. And you have to know the product. I mean, you know, there's like Nine West, for instance, often will offer free shipping. And so, you know, we do have Nine West stores. So I would suggest that maybe if you can, call the store and see, you know, what is that shoe price? Is it the same as it is online? Sometimes online prices are better than store prices. So it's all about calling and finding out and knowing what you want to spend on that particular product.
Let me go back to the reverse of Felicia's question, which would be, you're getting close to Christmas.
Right.
You're starting to panic. You can't find what you're looking for. Suddenly you find what you're looking for online, and then you got to make the decision, is it worth paying this premium to get the item shipped the next day? Or is it better to load up, in other words, just not buy one item, buy two or three or four items to justify that cost to have everything shipped to you the next day?
No, I would probably just stick with the one item.
You stick with the one?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're still adding more cost, mm-hmm. you know, to it. So I would stick with the one item. And, like, again, try to find if you can find it free shipping or find it someplace. Amazon does a great job.
Have you ever used the service? And thank you, Felicia. Have you ever used the service Amazon has where if you order something in this area, like in the morning, they'll deliver it to you this afternoon because it's coming from the warehouse either in Plainfield or Lebanon or wherever?
No, I have not been that fortunate.
Oh, you got to try that. I tried that once. It worked. Early in the morning, say, if you press this button and pay us this extra money, you'll have it by 5 o'clock.
Oh, no.
And I said, I really need this thing.
No.
And I clicked it on and I gave him the credit card. And a courier brought it to the office.
Well, that's nice. But
I paid for it. But
yeah. With shopping, with something like that, it's about planning, too. Mm-hmm. And that's why I haven't done it, because usually I know.
You're more of a planner.
I kind of plan out, and I know that this is what I want, and I've, you know, done some research. So I don't have to be in that crunch. Now, if I'm in a crunch and I need it, then, yeah, I mean, you kind of have to pay the cost for what you need.
Right.
But if you're not, if you planned out and you know this is something that you want to give, then.
How do you know if you're on an online site and it's not a major name company? In other words, you're doing a search on Google, and I'm looking for elevator shoes, or you're looking for something, and you find some website, and the price looks good. How do you know that website's legit? How do you know that your credit card numbers and your privacy information isn't going to, you know, end up in somewhere in Russia with the Russian mob?
Right. Well, you need to look at the site. You know, if it has those where it just says enter here, it looks very blank, it looks very vague, I would probably go away from it. And also make sure they have that security lock down at the bottom. It looks like a lock is yellow.
On the bottom of the computer.
Yeah,
bottom of the computer.
Mm-hmm. You know, make sure they have that. And look at their about section. Okay. You know, I always make sure that I read about the company, find out a little background, and see what they're saying. How long have they been established? You know, what is it that they do? What is their return policy? You know, things like that. And even if they have a 1-800 number, you know, make sure they have a number. So if something
and hope they answer the phone.
Exactly. And probably should call before you buy and make sure you go through those proper channels. So you're, again, you don't become a victim of identity theft or anything like that, because that is the worst. And it does happen to people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would make, and then, you know, Consumer Reports, you can, you know, Better Business Bureau, you know, things like that to make sure that you're not getting scammed.
239-1310 this afternoon with Amos. A lot of people, more and more, are using plastic, not just regular traditional credit cards, but also the debit cards. And now, you know, because after the middle of next year, if you're on any kind of government assistance, federal government assistance, ain't going to be no more paper checks. Everything mm-hmm. is going electronically. You're going to the plastic. How important is it for people that aren't used to using plastic, used to having their checks electronically deposited, that they've got to even be better consumers
mm-hmm.
because you're not going to have a check that you go to the bank and cash the entire check, so you got all this cash on you.
Right. You have to just be smart about what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even though, like, a lot of people use debit cards, you know, I use debit cards. It's very rarely that, you know, you may find me with cash on me. But I still have a checkbook, and mm-hmm. I have to write those purchases down. And if I don't, then I may find myself in some trouble if I don't know what I've spent and keep a tally of what you have going on. So just because you have plastic and you're not physically given cash does not mean we can't be responsible in knowing what's going in and out of our, you know, bank accounts. We have to be on top of that type of thing. And, you know, they need to talk to their banks. You know, how can I stay on top of this and know if there's any fees that come with that plastic?
You're covering consumer issues. And looking for the best deals. When we get to right after the first of the year, is the Frugal going to be looking at, I guess, making sure that if you have somebody do your tax returns and you try to get that loan against your refund, that mm-hmm. that's reputable? Is is that part of your area?
What,
or
no,
should it be part of your area?
Not really, but I mean, if someone were to ask, I uh-huh. would definitely, you know, do some research and find out about it.
And I guess the reason I asked that is over the years, you know, we've had callers call up and listening to them, particularly when it's tax time and they're trying
right.
to do that, is understanding that they'd rather have the big refund
mm-hmm.
because that's how they cash flow Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'll sit there and say, well, you know, you can get bigger withholding, you know, you can get more in
right.
your checks during the year, and then you don't have the humongous refund check
exactly
at the first of next year. Well, but that's how I pay Mr. Brown for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I've stopped arguing with people
yeah.
over that.
I mean, and that can get you in trouble. You know, I know some people do that, and
mm-hmm.
you know, they're out to get the biggest bang. You know, they can get the big refund, but again, it goes back to planning and knowing your limitations. Let's not spend all the way up until, you know, tax time, knowing you probably don't maybe have that income to spend. You know, you got to be wise about it.
Let me go to Bill at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yeah, hi, Amos.
Hi.
Thanks for having your guest on. I was getting ready to call the star, but listen, this may not be her area of expertise, just like you suggested it previous few seconds ago,
mm-hmm.
but I would ask that she do a favor for me.
What's that?
I was late paying my real estate property taxes, and that was my fault. It was my fault. But ever since they went to mailing them out your spring and your fall at the same time, and residents have to keep a track of it, the Star has published the day before or that day, that morning, that they're due. They didn't do it this year. I missed it, and in a way that caused me to be late. But could you pass it on to them that I don't know why they didn't publish it this year, but that helps the population.
So they didn't have a little thing in the Star that said today is the 10th, you know, you need to pay your property taxes?
No, they didn't. I went back to Monday before the 13th and also that Tuesday, and it was not in there anywhere.
Ah.
I think the election kind of threw it off. Normally it would have been the first that day would have been tax day,
right?
I believe, but
that's right.
Yeah,
because
I think a lot of people probably missed it and were late.
That's right, because not everybody gets it paid through the escrow.
Right.
You know, they have responsibility. Yeah, you know, she's not an editor.
She's just the frugal. Like, but see, I know Whitney. Whitney, when she leaves out of here, she's going to get on her smartphone and she's going to send an email to Jeff Taylor, the editor, and say, Bill called on Amos' show and said you got to remind property taxpayers the deadline to pay the property tax.
Exactly. Perfect, Amos. Thank you.
Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. There might be a suggestion, you know, or how to make sure you budget.
Yeah.
You know, for that, for people that aren't on the escrow thing.
Right.
So people can find, how do they find when the frugal is in the printed paper and you're online every day?
I'm online every day, and in print I have a Sunday column. So every Sunday.
Sunday column, and which part of the, because you know the Sunday paper is so big, it's in bags and stuff.
It's in the living section.
It's in the living section.
Yes.
So you're in the living section in the printed paper on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then online at IndyStar.com.
Yes.
And so that's how they find the frugal.
They can find me, and also they can find me on Twitter at Indy's Frugal and on Facebook at Indy's Frugal. So I'm on social media. I'm on Foursquare. So they
wait. What's Foursquare? Y'all keep adding this. What is Foursquare? I'm still. I barely got used to Twitter. I don't do Facebook like I. What's Foursquare?
Foursquare is a way that you can check into places. And Foursquare also has deals. So, like, for instance, I believe it's Carson's is doing something at Circle Center Mall, mm-hmm. is that if you check in there, you'll get $10 off your purchase. So it's just a way for, say, hey, I'm at so-and-so place.
And coupons are still big.
Coupons are still big. People still love their coupons.
What about the coupons you get when you go to the store? You buy something.
Oh, the Catalina.
And then all of a sudden they give you the receipt. And you get this coupon for free. Walgreens is horrible about...
That's a Catalina.
A Catalina? I thought that was an island off of Los Angeles. See the things we're learning? What's a Catalina?
Those are the coupons that you get after you make your purchase. So like,
determine that I wanted orange juice? I don't go into Walgreens and buy orange juice. I go to Walgreens, I get these coupons, I buy something else. What is that? Walgreens this morning bought some milk. Ran out of milk. Bought milk. I get a coupon for orange juice.
Well, because it's what they're looking at what you purchase. So you bought milk, so obviously that's a breakfast item. You might want some orange juice, you know. So they're just kind of looking at your purchase habit.
They're looking at my purchase habit.
Yeah, and those come in. You know, I get them a lot from Meijer, and I tell them keep coming, you know, because I will use them.
Is it? Yeah, but that's right, because they don't know whether I'm male or female, so the machine doesn't know. It's just, milk.
Yeah, it just kind of goes
breakfast,
along. Yeah,
what boom, you got? Orange juice.
But you drink orange juice?
No. Grapefruit, maybe. No. A whole other show. But now I know it's a Catalina. See what we've learned? So when you go to Walgreens and you go to these other stores and you get the free coupon, you've gotten a Catalina. Mm-hmm. So now you can impress your friends and tell them you heard it from the frugal on Afternoons with Amos. Whitney Smith, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you on the program. And she's gonna send that reminder to the big editor, Jeff. You know, tell him you can't forget when the property taxes are due. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.